May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode on the Silsila Spiritual Cures. And the purpose of this program, this show, this silsila, is to advise, is to try and provide some wada'if, some resolutions, some kinds of relief in the forms of invocations, incantations, things to be recited, things to be done as well. Because let's face it, around the world, people are going through difficulties, great difficulties. Each one has their own issues, some minor, some major, some financial problems, spiritual problems, medical problems, and the list goes on. So stay tuned. Today as well, we are covering another aspect that affects us all. And so today we will be discussing more or less safety and security, things to watch out for, things to take precautions in, and some wada'if to be recited for our personal protection and for protection of our possessions as well, inshallah ta'ala. So stay tuned till the end. I hope your notebooks are out, your diaries are out, so that you can note down the important Madani pearls of advices and refer to them at a later stage, or help somebody or convey that message to a fellow Muslim who's going through the difficulties or who would be in need of these kinds of wada'if and invocations, by conveying the message that you learn, whatever little you learn, because capture knowledge by writing it down, as Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had mentioned, and ink is the best memory. You can always refer to it at a later stage, inshallah ta'ala. And by conveying that message of goodness, of a ilmun nafi'ah, beneficial knowledge, that person would be practicing on a beautiful narration, a hadith, that ballighu anni walau ayah, that convey on my behalf, even if it is one verse, one statement of sharia, one teaching of Islam, subhanallah. Let's make other good intentions, that ya Allah azza wa jal, that I'm watching, I'm listening to this silsila of Madani channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. There are so many beautiful bounties, benefits, blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood e pak, salawat, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the cause of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who recites durood e pak 50 times every day, the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Well, it's a grand opportunity. How fortunate would be that individual. If we want to be included amongst those fortunate people, we know what to do. Instead of wasting away our short lives in unnecessary conversations and useless activities that have no real benefit for us in this world, the grave or the hereafter, we must make up our mindset. I need to keep my tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the recitation of Qur'an-i-Pak, Durood-i-Pak, Istighfar, seeking knowledge of Deen. Subhanallah. These things will benefit us in this world and in the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spend so much of time and energy and money in investing to install physical securities for our homes, our properties, like cameras, burglar guards, fencing, barbed wires, alarm systems. I mean, you know, these things are not cheap, especially if you want good quality. We hire security companies, and for each camera, there's a different cost. SubhanAllah. So we focus a lot on physical security of our properties, our premises, our homes, our businesses, and so forth. How much of time and energy do I spend in investing in spiritual security, in binding my home, my property, in getting those ta'weedat to bind the business for barakah and blessings in the home, for barakah and blessings in my business, in my shop, at my work? We need to consider that as well. Yes, I mean, we all want to be protected against the criminals out there, the criminal entities, criminal activities, the thieves and robbers, and a whole host of different criminals out there. Hijackers, kidnappers, carjackers. That's fine. We should do that. That's part and parcel of taking our precautions. This is what our deen, our Islam teaches us, to take the necessary precautions according to your ability, according to your financial capacity. But in the same breath, we must also take our precautions against those criminals that we cannot see. Those criminal activities that we cannot see. I'm talking about jinn activities. I'm talking about jadu, black magic. I'm talking about nazar-e-bad, the effect of the evil eye. These things are realities. That every second, third person has some kind of spiritual problem. Many people are not even aware that they are suffering from some spiritual disease. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Ya Dawud Islami, our Dawud Islami has facilities, istikhara facilities, free istikhara checkings, and free ta'weedat, free amulets, free treatments that are helping the Muslims in the world globally, with over 120,000 patients being seen too on a monthly basis across the world, with free treatments, free spiritual advices, free wada'if are given to them. SubhanAllah. And hundreds of thousands of amulets of ta'weedat are given out for free to those who have different kinds of spiritual problems globally. SubhanAllah. So when last did you do an istikhara checking? If you're going through difficulties in life, if you have an apparently medical problem, but the doctors can't pick up anything in the tests, according to the doctors, everything is clear. They can't seem to find what the problem is. Get your istikhara checking. Get in contact with your local Madani Markaz, Islamic Center of Dawud Islami, to get your istikhara checking for yourself, for your family, for your children as well. You may be surprised that I've been actually suffering from a spiritual problem, or my children. I didn't even know this. And then they would also prescribe the necessary ilaj treatments as well. SubhanAllah. Iman, which is our faith, our belief as believers, as Muslims, is the most prized possession of a believer. And the thief of Iman is constantly trying his tricks to entrap us in his different traps and schemes and plots and plans, to try and corrupt this iman, to try and steal this iman. Not literally steal it, but to make us do something or say something where we can lose our iman. Or he tries to corrupt our good deeds, that we do a good deed. Firstly, he will whisper in your mind, in your heart, that no, there's still time, don't worry, this, that. Before you know it, the salah time is gone. Before you know it, the opportunity to give sadaqat is gone. But if finally we do not listen to those evil whispers of shaitan, Iblis, the cursed one, the humiliated one, And we go ahead and we perform that ibadah. Then he tries to corrupt that ibadah by corrupting our intention. That when you're performing salah, what is my intention? When you're giving sadaqat and charities, what is my intention? So he tries to corrupt that so you lose out on the thawab, on the reward of that ibadah. Be careful of this. He is aduwwun mubeen. He is the open, the clear enemy. He's my enemy and he's your enemy as well. So be careful. Protection of iman is something we must take seriously. Inshallah ta'ala, we will share a very simple wazifa to be recited for protection of iman, inshallah ta'ala, and to leave this world with iman. If a person lost with iman, if a person left this world with iman, he is truly successful. And if a person didn't, no matter how much of materialistic success he has in this world, no matter how many worldly accomplishments he has, how many degrees he has under his belt, if he left without iman, he is included amongst those who are the greatest of losers. Because there's nothing afterwards. He leaves everything behind, all whatever he accumulated, he leaves it behind. And then he'll be in loss, in the grave and hereafter. Allah protect our iman. Ameen bijahi khatim al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Criminal activities have spread far and wide in each country, each city of the world. And there are certain reasons, or we can say main reasons, why criminal activities have become prevalent. One of them is poverty. That's no excuse, but one of them is poverty. One of them is joblessness, unemployment. The other is greed for worldly possessions. Person sees that individual driving this make of or model of vehicle or living in this lifestyle, and they're flashing everything to the world on their social media. I'm going to give some examples of how to secure ourselves, how to protect ourselves. And then inshallah ta'ala, we will move on to, if you are driving a vehicle, then make sure that it is roadworthy, that your tires, the treads are in order, your lights are working, your indicators are working, your rear views are clear, are clean, so you can see behind you, your brake lights are working. Make sure that your water, your oil is checked. Especially, this is especially, not only, but especially for those who are going for vacation, who are traveling far distances as well with their motor vehicles. Make sure that when you are driving, you are not tired, you are not fatigued, because this can have an impact on your ability to drive properly. Make sure all of these things are in order. Make sure you are wearing your seatbelt. In many countries of the world, or I think in most countries or all of the countries of the world, that if you are stopped by a police officer and if you are not wearing the seatbelt, that can put you in problem. Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawud Islami, has even included a point in pious deeds that did you obey the traffic rules today? So download this. This is a life changer. This is for that person who wants to reform themselves. Any Muslim who wants to become a practicing Muslim, who wants consistency, who wants steadfastness, who wants, you know, something to help them, Nek A'mal is your answer. This is the solution. You can download it from App Store or Play Store. You can obtain the hard copy of it from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and bookshop of Dawud Islami. Or you can download it from our website, dawudislami.net as well. So you're asking yourself certain questions on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly, yearly, and lifetime as well. And you're monitoring your progress, subhanAllah. So download it today. And one of the questions is, did you obey the traffic rules today? SubhanAllah. If you are driving a bike, in some countries, bikes are very common, others less common. But nevertheless, if you are driving or if you're a passenger on a bike, make sure that you are wearing your helmets. This is so important. Accidents can happen anytime. Now, if you are flying off that bike without any helmet on, imagine the injuries, especially to your head. You could have a concussion and it can affect your head as well. Allahu Akbar. So make sure you have a helmet, even the passenger that is behind you. Try to not be out at night, especially alone. Make sure that you inform those who are close to you, whether your family or friends, of your whereabouts, who you are with. And keep updating people, especially if you are traveling long distance, if you are going on holiday, vacation, or even business purposes. Update your loved ones, your close ones, of where you have reached. And today, GPS has made it so easy, that you just go to the app and you put share your location, your live location, and send it through. So keep them updated. So in case something happens, they know where your last location was. Subhanallah. So use technology to our advantage. How Dawud Islam is using technology to promote the deen, to promote the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Madani channel, which is in front of you. Like the website, like the social media, towards obedience to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So use it for our benefit. If you are returning home, especially when it is late at night, then put your radio off, put your phone off if you are in conversation with somebody, end the call, and hone in your full focus and concentration on where you are, especially when you're reaching your home, your driveway gate. Keep an eye on your rear view mirrors to see if anybody is following you, if anybody has parked their vehicles near your home, if any suspicious characters are standing around. If somebody you feel is tailing you, is following you, then don't drive into your driveway. Park on the side of the road, put your hazards on. Let them pass you by. And then when the vehicle is out of sight, or when the people who are standing around there have gone, or you can go past your home and make a U-turn somewhere and come back and see if the same people are there. If they are there, alert your security company to escort you or to inquire as to who these people are that are standing near your home, so that you don't get boxed in by your driveway gate. Because hijacking is on the increase in so many places in the world. When you are entering your home, before entering the home, recite Bismillah, recite Durood-e Pak, enter with the right foot, make salam aloud, say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. One time, by doing this, you get two benefits. One is, the home will be protected against domestic disputes. If they are, inshallah ta'ala, they will be removed. And you will gain barakah and blessings in your rizq, in your sustenance, your income. Subhanallah. So you enter in that manner. I mean, you're closing the door, or you're closing the windows, when you're latching them, when you're locking them, recite Bismillah. That's it. Bismillah and lock. Bismillah and close. In this manner, the home will be protected against jinn occupation, because they fly out and they look for places to stay. They look for places where they can create mischief and fitna and corruption and confusion. And that's where then one of the reasons why the family members, they start quarreling and arguing with each other, and they think, why? What's happening? So protect your home against the physical criminals out there, but also against the invisible criminals as well. So close your doors, lock your doors, close your windows by reciting Bismillah. So that acts as a spiritual barrier against the jinn from entering into your home. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't be caught outside alone. If there's no necessity, if you have to be outside, then be where there are groups of people. Don't be caught in the dark alone. That person is putting themselves in danger. When you are at home, then make sure you also keep an eye on your neighbor's homes. If you hear some noise, it's late at night, check from the window. Is there anybody trying to break and enter into your neighbor's home or your neighbor's vehicle? Neighbors have to keep an eye out for each other, especially if you're going on vacation. You're going overseas, perhaps. Good neighbors will do this. So have a good relationship with your neighbors. Make sure that when you're traveling, especially by car, you have an emergency kit, a first aid kit, and you have emergency numbers recorded, maybe on your phone or maybe a printout or something. Don't put yourself in danger. Don't make yourself vulnerable. Don't make your home vulnerable and your family as well. How? When I'm traveling overseas or to another city, going to a nice, lovely resort or hotel or lodge, and I'm taking those selfies, you know, to show the people, to advertise to the world, look where I am, look where I made it, look what fun I'm having, look what meals I'm having. Criminals are also on social media. Yes, the criminals are there as well. And they're monitoring. And the criminal sees that and says, wow, that's amazing. They just gave us a sort of permission to go to their home because they're not there. When the person returns, the door is open. The valuable things are gone. But don't open yourself up to danger. On the same token, by posting those pictures of your meals, maybe those exquisite meals that you're having in that restaurant, then person's stomach is troubling. What's happening to me? You don't know who's looking with what intentions. But look at this person, man. Every year they're going on holiday to this country, that city, eating these lovely meals. I can't afford it. Maybe jealousy can be there. Nazare, but evil eyes for everybody to see, even the criminals to see. You don't know who's a criminal. You don't know that what intention the person is looking with. You don't know if the person gets jealous. You can have the attitude. One can have the attitude, I don't care. But when problems are rushing towards you because you opened that door, who do we have to blame? Think about it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you get a call from an agent, or it's a wrong number, don't entertain wrong numbers, wrong callers. You don't know, that person could be a criminal actually phoning to see whether you are at home. Phoning to see, like, how can I con this person? How can I scam this? There's so many scammers out there. Whether via email you get these messages, you have won so much of money, all you have to do is make contact with us, send us a little deposit, and then we'll send you these millions of pounds and dollars and rands. These are open scams. They're scams. Everybody knows it by now. Don't get duped by them. Don't get tricked by them. Protect yourself. Just delete, 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 delete. And then you get these people who will send you messages that, okay, forward this wazifa to 10 people. If you don't, there's a bad luck coming your way. Where is this written? Which verse of the Quran? Which blessed hadith? Which aqwal? Which saying of the awliya Allah and sahaba or ahlul bayt and the pious people? Where you got this from? Just to increase the profits of those network companies? Immediately, do not forward this. Don't entertain it. These are scammers. Delete, 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 and finish. You'll have less stress in your life. Bad luck. Something bad is going to happen to you. Everything is in the control of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If something good or something bad is going to happen to you, whether you forward it or you don't forward it, it's going to happen. Allah is in charge of everything. So don't reveal personal details, especially these agents who try to sell you, cross-selling, upselling, try to sell you things on the phone. You don't know if they are genuine or if they are scammers rather. So don't divulge, don't inform them of your ID number, your passport number, your personal details, your bank accounts. Don't flash your jewelry. For Islamic brothers, for men, gold is not allowed. This you know already. And only a certain type of ring, one ring, is allowed for men. So simple things our deen teaches us, but very effective things. That, for example, if you are drinking water, what are some of the sunan and adab? The sunnats and the Islamic etiquettes. That before you drink, make sure you are sitting down, cover your head, hold with the right hand, recite Bismillah, look into the cup in the light. You must be able to see clearly into the cup that there's nothing inside. Bismillah, drink with three sips. Because there could be some dirt, there could be an insect. Allahu Akbar. I remember once when I was in a jami'ah here in South Africa, and I was in a certain area. I was thirsty, there was a jug of water, and there was a cup. So I poured the water, and I remember that our teachers has taught us, look into the vessel, look into the cup. And as I looked inside, guess what was inside? There was a spider inside. Had I not done that, probably I would have drunk that as well. that could have caused difficulties for me. So how beautiful is our deen, the teachings of our deen, so simple, so practical, anybody can do it, anybody can practice upon it. And if we do it with correct intentions, with good intentions to make Allah happy, to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then just for doing that, you'll get thawab and get reward. And you'll get, as a bonus, physical benefits as well, subhanAllah. When you're wearing your shoes, what does Islam teach us? Make sure you dust your shoes before you put them on. Take them, dust them. Recite Bismillah, put the right foot, then the left foot. Take off the left foot first, then the right foot. What if there was a thorn inside there? I recall an incident recently, an Islamic brother who was eating and he went to put his shoes on. And as soon as he put his foot inside, he quickly took it off because he felt something poking him. What was there? There was a little bone, pointed piece, a sharp piece of bone that somebody who was eating on the dining area had thrown, and it so happened to enter into his shoe and that poked him. So look at the beauty and the wisdom of Islamic teachings. Subhanallah. And like this day, as everything about Islam is beautiful. Everything about the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's wisdom in it. If a person truly wants to live this short life to the maximum benefit you want to gain in this short life, that only lies in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in obeying Allah azza wa jal and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sunnah is a complete and comprehensive way of living. It is a lifestyle. It is not something which is private and hidden in your homes. No, it's there in public, in private, every moment of your life. It's a lifestyle. And it is the perfect, the best lifestyle. So only that person who doesn't have proper intelligence or doesn't have wisdom will choose that which is decadent and backward, that which is finishing off the fabric of society, which is the family, will choose that over the perfect, the best, which is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For your personal protection of yourself and the lives of your family members, your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, your parents, etc. Before you leave the home, recite 29 times, Ya Muhayminu, Ya Muhayminu, Ya Muhayminu, 29 times with Durood Sharif once before and after, and then do Dam. Blow towards yourself, blow towards your family members, your children or grandchildren, your spouse, your parents, your siblings, blow towards them. Inshallah ta'ala, their lives, themselves, they will be protected, inshallah. For protection of your personal possessions, like your phone, your vehicle, your wallet, personal items, materialistic items, recite 10 times, Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu. Durood Sharif once before and after, and then blow towards those items. Keep in mind, any wazifa, any invocation or incantation that you are reciting, there should be at least one Durood Sharif before and one after. Unless otherwise stated. There are some wazaif that will tell you, recite maybe 3 times Durood-i Pak before and after, recite 11 times, etc. before and after. If there's nothing mentioned about how many times a Durood-i Pak must be mentioned, must be recited, then at least recite once before and after. Even when you're making dua, remember the saying of the second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great, whom shaitan used to fear. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to walk on one side of the road, shaitan used to be so frightened that he would run to the other side. He mentions a beautiful narration, the summary of which is that indeed dua remains suspended between the heavens and the earth until you send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So any dua you are making, make sure to include at least one Durood Sharif. That will benefit you, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For protection against kidnappers. And please, do make sure you teach your children this. Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, has advised us on a couple of times on Madani channel to implement this wadifa when you are making wudu. Besides your other du'as before, during, after, your intentions, etc., to say Bismillah walhamdulillah before starting your wudu, during your wudu, as you are washing your hands, your limbs, recite Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru. You're washing your limbs, your hands, your feet, mas'a. You're doing, recite Ya Qadiru each time. By doing this, inshallah ta'ala, that person, the reciter, would be protected against kidnappers. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. If you say Subhanallah with the intention of dhikr, or Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. If you said all four, then four trees are planted for you in Jannah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Try to practice upon that. Teach others as well. Teach other Muslims. Teach youngsters. Teach children. Ya Qadiru, during the duration of the wudu, to be protected against kidnappers. And Ruhani Ilaj, which is the department of Dawud Islami, dealing with these issues and prescribing the different Ilaj treatments, doing the istikhara checkings, you can obtain a specific ta'weez for protection against kidnappers. Obtain one today for yourself, for your children, or for those of you who have grandchildren, for your parents, for your family members. Obtain one, it's free. Obtain it today, inshallah ta'ala. At the time of sleeping, when you have read your dua for sleeping, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya, your other wadaif that you would normally read, be sure to recite Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. The whole of it, one time. By doing this, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint a sentinel angel, an angel which will act as a bodyguard to protect you against the evil of humans and of jinns as well. Subhanallah. Ayatul Kursi, one time. If you don't know it, memorize it every day. It is one ayah actually, one verse. At the end, recite Surah Kafirun before you sleep away. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi mentions a person who is habitual with that Surah Kafirun one time and then sleep away and don't engage in any conversation. Inshallah ta'ala, that person will pass away with Iman. Inshallah. Don't forget, every Saturdays, Madani Muzakara live. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.